Today's gospel reading comes from the 10th chapter of John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and circled him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I will give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks. Okay, here's the theme. Echoes of resurrection. The voice of Jesus resides in your heart. What song do you hear? Echoes of resurrection. The voice of Jesus resides in your heart. What song do you hear? In the gospel text, Jesus says, "The sheep hear my voice. My people hear my voice. God's children hear my voice." And sometimes, and I like this word echo, sometimes it's only an echo. You know how an echo goes, "Hello, hello, hello," you know, and you might hear that second hello or that third hello, or it gets way down there, but there's a hello, you know, on the 50th time. Sometimes it comes in echoes. I grew up on Camano Island, and I went to a church called Camano Chapel. Bill Wayland was the pastor at the time, and I went with a friend to Sunday school because we could get some candy if I went with him, and that's always, food always has attracted me to Jesus. Yeah. And Thor Olsen, that sounds like the most Norwegian name you could think of, Thor Olsen, was a Sunday school teacher, and he was talking about Jesus to us, and he said, "Jesus loves you very much, and all you have to do is accept Jesus into your heart as your Savior, and life will be great, and you will be saved and loved and known by God." And as he was talking and the love I felt in that church, I said that prayer. You know, some people call that the believer's prayer. So in third grade, when I was 8, I accepted Jesus into my life. And here I am, you know, 51 minus, well, however many years that is. I'm too old to calculate it, but here I am with you. And one of the things that has sustained me is, and why one of the main reasons I'm a pastor today, is because Bill Wayland. And what I loved about him, because I always watched him preach and what he did in the community, and he was always having fun. And he loved God, and he loved to sing. Now, was he a fantastic singer like you're going to hear at Brahms, if you go to Brahms tonight or an OCS choir? No, but he sang from his heart. From his heart. And this is a song that I remember, and it goes like this. And if you know it, sing it. "I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near." You'll know this part. "He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart." Now, that's probably a dead rendition of how Bill Wayland sang it. He just, except 4 times louder. You know, he was always standing, and I just like, I want to be that guy someday. And I'm that guy. Because Jesus lives in my heart. That's one of my heart songs. A song, there's so much. So, Echoes of resurrection, the voice of Jesus resides in our hearts. What song do you hear? So, yes, last night, Beth was coming back to watch our daughter play softball from Ashland, I decided I would go meet a friend who's a pitching coach for a 14-year-old rec team player playing at the RAC, you know, at the recreation center where we play softball soon on Fridays. And so these are 14-year-olds or up to 14 years old. They're not on a competitive team. These are just, you know, it's a local rec team. So the level of play is different than what we see Grace playing college, for example. But boy, going there, and it was nighttime, the lights were on, so automatically the rack is mystical when the lights are on. You know, nighttime games just have that special thing. And I was watching these girls play, and I was looking at all the parents, and thinking, you know, some of these parents and some of these kids, this will be a highlight for their life. You know, they're gonna hit this hit that goes to the grass, and that may be the only hit they ever get that goes to the grass, and they're gonna remember that for the rest of their life. And they're gonna remember hitting that home run, you know, where all the throws go bad and they get home and everyone cheers, and they will remember that for the rest of their life. And then that made me, I mean, just memories are flooding in because I hadn't watched a game like this in a long time, and I love the lower ages so much. And it made me think of my friend Larry Dixon. Now, my friend Larry Dixon, who lived in Aberdeen, was a coach like me. His daughter was 2 years older than Grace, yeah. And so sometimes they played on some teams together. Well-loved in the community. He was a probation officer, youth probation officer. A great guy, just a wonderful guy. And so he was coaching the high school softball team for Aberdeen, and he was sitting on a bucket, just like I'm sitting here, and suddenly he slumped over. Well, it turned out he had had brain cancer for a year, and this was the last week of his life, you know. So he goes to the ER, and I happened to be the chaplain at the hospital at the time, and I went and I talked with him. And if you've ever experienced brain injury, sometimes what happens, and then this was his case, he would wake up, and he would say, "What?" And he'd be disoriented. He wouldn't know where he was. I'd start talking with him and explaining, you know, you were out in the field, you collapsed, you're here, everything is fine. "Oh, what about the girls? You know, they're fine, everything is good, your family's on the way," you know. And then he would fade out, and he'd wake up again, and that conversation, and I probably did that with him 20 times. I mean, it was excruciating. And a week later, he died. Now, that's sad. Okay, that's a sad story. And all this emotion was coming as I was thinking about all this. And it reminded me of that Acts reading with Dorcas, who my mother said, "Don't make fun of people's..." Does anybody have a Dorcas? Is Dorcas their middle name or their first name here? Well, you know, my name is Eric, and earache was one that people always call me. And like in the text study with pastors, I shouldn't do this, but when I hear Dorcas, I always snicker a little bit because I'm 12, you know, when I hear that name. But don't make fun of people's names. And my mother said also, don't make a face, you know, like, a goofy face, because you never know, there might be someone who has that face, so don't do that. So anyway, those are wisdom lessons for those who need to hear that. But here's Dorcas, who has died. Tabitha is her name as well. And she's died, and Peter says, "Tabitha, get up." And I can only imagine that when she was resurrected, her community became whole again, because she was helping widows. She was, you know, supplying widows' needs. She was a community leader, just like Larry. And I so wanted him to be resurrected. I so did. I wanted him to get out of this. But it was his time. And at the memorial service, if you were there, you would hear from kids who 20 years ago went through the probation experience with him, and it changed their life again and again and again. And I know all the students who were affected by his coaching, you know, and his favorite thing that he said was, that I always appreciated, was, "We're here to create memories, to create memories." And that's, sometimes memory is what's needed, to remember something, and then a song comes up And sometimes that is the only thing you can do, is either hear a song or sing a song. Verse 2. Oh, I gotta find. I just lost it. Dang it! There we go. I'll just sing the verse. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. What's that? Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Okay. Because it's just a good verse. I mean, I'll just read you the verse. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. The Revelation text is a song. And, you know, in our text, pastor's text study that we have every Wednesday to kind of go through the readings, as I heard someone read it, that was my question, you know, and that's the theme. Echoes of resurrection, the voice of Jesus resides in your heart. What song do you hear? So I asked the pastors, you know, these are pastors. What song do you hear? And, you know, as pastors, we overthink things a lot, so it's like... And someone came up with a title but couldn't remember the words, you know. And it's like, well... So, my favorite person who loves one of the most beloved songs of all is Beth's dad, Bruce. Bruce loves Amazing Grace, that song, like nobody else. I mean, maybe all of you love it as much as him, and I just haven't talked with you about it. But now this guy has every version of Amazing Grace you could possibly... When, the first time I went to Beth's house, there's this big rack of cassette tapes. Remember those things? And and all of them had Amazing Grace on it. I mean, there were like 100. It was crazy. I'd never met that. And so as I got to know Beth's dad more and more, he embodied that song more and more. And when he had a heart attack and died in our backyard one vigil Saturday before Easter, and I saw a resurrection happen by shaking him back to life, he just embraced this song more and more. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And he just lived that out and became more caring and more loving. And he's an awesome dude. And still alive at 80 when he had a heart attack at 49. That dude just finished, stubborn guy, lives forever. But that's the question. That's the question. Our scriptures are filled with songs. Psalm 23 is one of 150 songs in the Bible. That psalm, all of them are so many songs. What is your heart song? What is the song that you hear? Like right now, what is a song? Do any of you have a song? And sing it. Sing it. Okay. Does someone else want to try it? Sing a song. Sing a song. Sing it. Come into my heart. I like it. What? Anybody else? Do, 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 sing, and Randy rings, and I give us. This is my Father's world. I rest stage behind my heart. And for me, I'm a horrible lyrics guy, but I know tunes. Tunes are the thing that always bring me. Anybody else? Anybody else? Oh. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day the Lord has made. Echoes of resurrection. The voice of Jesus resides in your heart. What song do you hear? Amen.